An attorney with Silfab Solar is speaking out against detractors, including certain York County Council members, saying they are misleading the public.
We've been prevailing in court, and we expect to continue to do so if we have to fight in that venue.
That's Brandon Gaskins, who serves on the legal team for Silfab Solar. The manufacturer, which is coming to Fort Mill, has been involved in heavy controversy over the last 2 years, with citizens unhappy on its zoning near two schools due to what they say are hazardous materials used at the plant. Two county council members, and Debbie Cloninger and Tom Aldette, have called for a cease and desist within the last 2 months. Gaskin says that demand is without merit and irresponsible.
It would be for the county or whoever to go to court and seek an injunction. And that is exactly what the opposition group, KG, has already tried. And that effort failed. The simple fact is county council does not have authority to issue a cease and desist order.
Silfab's attorneys wrote a letter to the county claiming any order of a cease and desist would be, quote, giving citizens false hope. WRHI has learned that a release is expected this week from the county regarding Silfab, as it was discussed briefly in executive session. Audio provided by our news partners at Channel 9.